This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer to the left of Aranda. He dives, comes up with it, takes it to the bag, and that'll do it. Great play by Jonathan Aranda at first. Looked like that ball might get by him and down the right field line, but playing well off the line. He makes a diving stop and ends this ball game. The Rays take the opener in this series.
And that is how we start the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ, along with Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Good morning, Metroplex. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. They did avoid their ninth shutout of the year with one run in the seventh inning. But this game completely fell apart as the Tampa Bay Rays win at that high school stadium 5-1. We got Cowboy OTAs at 6:20. We'll chop it up along with a Rangers-Rays ticket giveaway in the 7 o'clock hour. The Wednesday wheel spin at 8:20. And Brett Boone, the questions are going to have to start getting a little bit tougher for old Brett at 9:20.
Hey, I mean, he had a big series against St. Louis. You know, they had a lot of runs they scored in two of the games. The other game, they got shut out, of course. But this was another one. They don't take walks. They forgot. You know, sometimes I think they go to the game and they're like, they forget the rules that you're allowed to not swing at a pitch and you're allowed to take four balls.
Is that what you took away from? I'm watching that. I'm going, they're taking a lot of pitches that should be balls in this game and getting called out on third strikes. Holy cow, that was the widest strike zone I've ever seen.
Terrible umpire to start off. Now, look, they were facing an absolute beast. Drew Rasmussen now has extended his major league leading scoreless streak to 23 innings, but he was hitting paint. He was also hitting outside of the strike zone, which was being called, but he only allowed a single to Jake Berger in the third inning and struck out 8 for a game that was delayed by about 20 minutes in front of 9,100 at George Steinbrenner Field. But this guy right now is an absolute beast with the ERA at 2.14.
He struck out 5 straight Rangers at one point looking. Like, I mean, there's the problem isn't necessarily taking pitches. It's the stuff that, and every single one of them, they were right on the edge or just outside the strike zone, it looked like. Now, Malley got the benefit too. There's one strikeout Malley got on like a slider that in no way should have been a strike. But like, when you watch that last night, it's like, all right, that's an umpire who looks like he's ready to get the hell out of here. He doesn't want to stand in there. But it felt like every single strikeout that the Rangers had for that entire game when they were looking, every single one of them was they walked away shaking their head or saying something to the umpire. And look, they still got to hit better. But last night, that was clear that Rasmussen said, all right, here's the strike zone for this umpire tonight. I'm just going to paint those corners.
4 total hits for Texas, and everything fell apart defensively in the 6th inning. Lats comes in. And he butchers Tyler Malley's night and stat line and final line. Wild pitch over everybody's head. Jake Berger with a mishandle on an infield dribbler. And then the catching bad throw down to second base and things crumbled. And that was ball game.
And I think this is maybe one of the issues with the Rays having to play outdoors for this year and maybe next year too. Is it is so humid down there. And you're playing outdoor, and you add the rain to that. Now, I don't know. It didn't look like it was raining when Lats had that wild pitch. So the ball shouldn't have been all that wet because they changed the balls out so frequently. But the slick on your hands from just the sweat, it looked like there's no reason a major league pitcher has what was, you know, it looks like an off-speed pitch go that far, you know, up.
You remember Tony Saunders? Speaking of the Rays, the Devil Rays pitcher who broke his arm throwing a pitch in the 90s. That's what his pitch looked like when that ball sailed on Lats. That thing just, or it looked like one of these really awful like first pitches we see from a politician or something where it's like they've clearly never picked up a baseball in their life.
Or an athlete.
Or that. Or it completely fell apart right there.
Well, Adolis Garcia did make his way into the lineup as a pinch hitter.
Yes, he did.
And, got a little effectiveness there.
Oppo on the single. So we'll have to talk to Brett Boone today about what he's changed, what mechanically he has changed, and how much of that is mental. How much of him is being a psychiatrist?
I want to give a lot of props to Chris Young. Chris Young came on the G-Bag Nation, and this is as forthright, as blunt as a general manager or someone in the front office will be publicly when talking about guys not getting it done. That's the tone I got from CY, and he did not pull any punches when talking about the benching of Adolis.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked to Adolis about some of the mechanical changes that we think are necessary. You know, we do believe athletically that this guy is still in his prime, that he can be the same player, close to the same player that he was in 2023. And with a couple little changes, that he can really bounce back. And, you know, we're working through those right now. Sometimes those changes are hard to make in competition. For the reasons I identified, the guys they lack confidence. They don't feel comfortable, and it's hard to ask them to go compete when they're changing things. So some of it's a matter of just how quickly we can make these changes with Adolis, how quickly he can buy into these changes and feel good with them. And then, you know, another aspect of this is who's performing. I mean, you know, we're getting Evan Carter back tomorrow. We'll have Wyatt, Evan, Osuna. Sam Haggerty's been playing very, very well, all in the outfield. Josh Smith can play outfield now that Corey's going to be back at short more. So, you know, for Adolis, like, as much as he is, you know, an important piece to us, there's also a performance aspect to this that he needs to perform. And over the last 45 days, he has not performed at a level that is going to help us win that, like, we need. And so we do need better from him.
There it is. Nice, nice, nice. And then reality, I loved it from CY.
Yeah, because, look, Adolis is one of those guys that you really do need him. He lengthens your lineup. He is a force. He is somebody that, you know, other teams would, you know, worry about with the long ball. That said, I mean, the reality is that he hasn't hit, and this is an older guy. He's 32. Like, yes, he still technically is probably in his athletic prime, but he could see the end of the athletic prime, and then you're going to have to talk about re-signing him. And is that something that you really want to do?
No. Whether things have flipped or not for him, obviously it's like really early. He had two at-bats last night, but all right, you look for little signs of encouragement. He saw seven pitches in his at-bats last night, his two at-bats. There were two pitches that were out of the strike zone. He didn't swing it either. All four times his bat came around. It was a ball that was in the strike zone. So you'll give him credit for that. Now, to be fair, the two balls that he took were fastballs that were out of the zone pretty significantly, so it's not like he had to worry about a lot of movement, but baby steps. He's not swinging at stuff outside the zone.
When you look at this lineup, and this is probably guilt by just paying attention to one team a lot more than the others, when they flashed the lineup yesterday, I was like, oh, this should be dangerous. Josh Smith, I thought his average was higher than 263, but we've been, you know, lauding and praising Josh Smith throughout the year. Wyatt hitting two. Corey Seager hitting three. Josh Young hitting four. Then you have Osuna. Adolis, if he's right, in right field. Marcus Semien hitting seventh for you? I mean, how many hitters throughout the league are supposed to be better than Marcus Semien in the seventh spot? Jake Berger, we talked about the last month that he had. And then Evan Carter returning, hitting ninth. Again, it's probably guilty of being too close to the situation, but you look at the lineup and you're like, There's names.
Yeah, Marcus Semien is probably, the 27th best seven-hole hitter in the sport? 30th? Like, he's bad, right? Like, let's be fair, he's bad. Now, a name, he's not a bad name, he's a great name. But there's a lot of names here, and that's the problem. Is sometimes names will carry you and they'll keep you in a lineup when that you maybe necessarily shouldn't be in a lineup. Because there's no reason, like, you know, if all things were equal, if salaries were equal, Simeon has an Adolis situation too, where he gets taken out of the lineup and just given a reset. Like, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, I mean, look, last night is a good example of, like, the fact that ever since Seager came back, for instance, Seager's the one guy who even, like, through slumps and everything else, you think, like, well, he's going to hit. Like, no matter how the lineup is, he's going to hit. He hasn't really hit since he got back. You know, you look at the play that Josh Young got when he was initially called safe last night, and then it was ruled that he had been tagged out at first base. Like, when you watch that, Josh Young swinging at a pitch that's, like, way inside. It's, like, on his hands, basically, and he's swinging. It's like, all right, why are you getting yourself out there? Because you're a good hitter, Josh Young. Like, there are times you watch him, you go, he's really strong. Wyatt Langford looks really strong at times. Then other times, he looks like he's kind of lost at the plate. And it's just, it's frustrating because nobody's consistent. Nobody's syncing up.
Tonight is the return of Kumar Rocker and his 8.10 earned run average. 6 o'clock pregame, first pitch, 6:30, right here on The Fan.
And the first rainout will be at about 7:10. Rain delay will be about 7:10. I have a feeling we're going to get one every night. I haven't looked at the Rays, like, amount of rain delays they had so far, but you heard them talk about their schedule, how that was already the 38th home game of the year they've played. Like, they've only played 60 games. They've had 38 at home already.
That's just not a major league ballpark, like you were saying.
It's such a joke.
It's such a joke. Like, even last night, did they even figure out, like, what the hell happened to Langford on the home run? Where he just is looking around, he's like, is there a ball? Like, where'd the ball go?
Can't
like, Langford just stopped. Like, the ball hadn't even got over the fence yet before Langford just stopped. It looked like, I have no idea where the ball is.
There's been multiple home runs this year down the line there because the foul poles aren't major league stadium height. That teams have had those home runs called back because they had to go to review and they were like, well, we can't really tell, so we're calling them back. It's happened a couple times. And it's going to continue to happen because that's the stadium. That's a stadium. It's a spring training park.
Fitting name, Steinbrenner. Just a junk ballpark.
We have breaking news out of the NBA. Remember just a few days ago when Jalen Brunson embarrassed this Knicks reporter after their season ended?
Do you kind of feel that going forward he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way at next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Come on.
Well, the New York Knicks front office agreed with the reporter as Tom Thibodeau was fired yesterday after leading New York to their first East Finals in 25 years, made the playoffs in 4 of 5 years, and led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 90s. Tom Thibodeau is out.
This was pretty surprising. Brunson reportedly, like, loves him. He really likes playing for him. I wonder, was this James Dolan listening to Sal Licata, the sports talk radio up there, for the last couple of days, and he just lost his mind? Did Rose do this? He seems more measured. But this is a New York move, and this is why I can't imagine anybody would want to play there.
Yeah, I heard chatter yesterday. Ian Begley, is that his name?
Yeah.
He had said that a lot of this came from just feedback that Leon Rose got in exit interviews, and that he had talked to a few different players, and then he was like, okay, we got to make a change here. Which, I get it, all right, if you're getting some of that feedback, fine. But, like, you also got to recognize Tom Thibodeau's supposed to be defensive genius guy, and clearly they got worked by the Pacers. But there's limitations to what he can do with the personnel that's there.
They're trying to blame that on Cat's defense.
The big star, Jalen Brunson, the guy who's become the big star, Jalen Brunson, likes the coach, wanted him to stay. He's somebody who they've continued to have success. It seems a little rash to just do this quickly and give into whatever upset nature there was from a few Knicks players.
Yeah, and, like, you beat it. You beat Boston. Like, that was...
Well, that was my question. What had more impact? The positive from beating Boston or the negative? They're probably looking at it in New York after you made it there to the conference finals. We have our ticket to the finals. We're going to beat the Knicks. Like, we just beat... we're going to beat the Pacers. We just beat the Celtics. So, the positive impact from beating Boston or the negative from what happened against Indiana?
Yeah. So, and what I would say to that is, well, like, your perception of Indy was wrong.
Because you had said you were taking Indy.
I took Indy right for the start. Like, Indy was a better team. Like, they were more balanced. They were better suited for this time of year. Better, you know, I thought, obviously, I like Rick more than Thibodeau. I think Thibodeau's a fine coach. He's okay. Like, but I think Rick is on a different level. Yeah, like, so now you're a win-now team. You're going to go get a college coach? Where are you going to go?
Oh, Mike Malone. The University of Connecticut.
Budenholzer, whatever, Budenholzer, can you get him?
I mean, it's the same question that we've been talking about with the Stars, I guess. And the Knicks just went ahead and said, no, we are going to move on. Yep. Like, yeah, our coach is kind of a jackass who's not got great relationships with the players, and we're frustrated with it.
877-881-1053 in order to get in on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. You can also ask your questions to our Cowboys insider who was at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco yesterday for Cowboy OTAs. Did Bobby finally get what he wanted out of the George Pickens highlight reel, and Micah Parsons with the answer to whether he's attending what is mandatory? We'll take you inside the Star to recap Cowboys OTAs next. George Pickens changing his number, Micah Parsons with an update on mandatories, and a testy Stephen Jones. All of these things happening yesterday at the Ford Center of the Star in Frisco. Us, unlike other stations, have someone attending those practices. That is our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, here on Sean and RJ.
Yeah, it was an interesting day out there at the Ford Center. We've been doing all these practices outside, which has been the reason why it's been funny to see Tommy Yarra showing up in his, like, dress clothes, which he had ditched last week. He heard us talking about him. He was like, I feel like I need to uphold a standard. So he showed back up in his Sunday best yesterday. He wanted y'all to know that he was.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He was dressed nice yesterday again. He did leave the sport coat behind. He wasn't a monster. But it was an interesting day out there at practice because early on, you knew we were going to be moving inside. It was really windy, and they were just like, we're not going to be able to do our team period stuff out here. It's just too volatile. So as we were walking inside, though, we were getting walked upstairs. And as we're walking upstairs, we kind of stop and we look back. And we're like, where's everybody else from the beat? And you look back and they're starting to gather around because in walks one Steven Jones. And the big news, obviously, that everybody keeps wondering about at OTAs and everything else is, where's Micah Parsons? How involved is Micah Parsons going to be? So naturally, you would expect if you're Steven Jones, all right, I'm going to stop and ask or answer some questions. And I'm probably going to get asked about Micah Parsons quite a bit. And I'll be prepared with all my stock answers for it. And right out of the gate, he was not having a lot of happiness with Micah Parsons' questions.
Where you guys are with Micah in that situation?
No different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens.
Has there been any more conversation?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Disappointed at all that he's not here?
No. I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, all teams go through it. And that's part of the business.
Do you expect him to be here next week?
You'd have to ask Micah.
Thanks for being able to manage.
If we're going to talk about Micah, I'm headed in here. Y'all done? Seriously, I don't need to talk about Micah. I said all I'm going to say about it. Are we clear? Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Which now the question is, all right, who's he frustrated with there? Is he frustrated with, guys, you know what I'm going to say. I'm stopping and I'll give you some answers on some other stuff, but like we're wasting my time now. Is he frustrated with that?
That's not what I just said.
Or is he frustrated with the Micah situation a little bit? And the answer is probably a little bit of both. But I mean, there's got to be the expectation that you're going to get asked about Micah. You're the front office. You're the one who's negotiating this. This would be the top line item for you.
You're the ones who drag everything out. Okay. So you should be used to it. Used to it after Dak, used to it after Lamb. You got a Zach Martin holdout. Now, if Steven early on said, guys, this is my only response, I'm not going to answer any more afterwards, and they kept going, then I can see Steven getting more perturbed. All right? So until he says that and draws the line of this is where it ends, they're going to keep asking, and they should keep asking. He's going to get the highest non-quarterback contract in the National Football League, and he is not here for the brand new head coach and the brand new defensive coordinator. So I do wonder who he is more perturbed at.
He's frustrated with dad. He's frustrated with his dad. If he thinks, unless he thinks alongside.
Well, I thought Steven was the money guy.
Yeah, but Jerry's the 11th hour wildcatter out there or whatever the hell it is.
Well, he said go and ask Micah. The media actually asked Shoddy. Brian Schottenheimer, mandatory mini camp next week. Now, Parsons was in the building yesterday. I think that's important. He was there, just not out on the field with the rest of the guys. Shoddy, what about Micah mandatory?
I would assume. Mike and I talked a couple of days ago. Again, he's doing a little bit of traveling. But again, everything that he and I have talked about, I expect that he will be here. And like I said, I say it each and every week. Mike and I have had great communication, everything I've asked him to do and vice versa. He's followed through on, so I would expect to see him.
Micah tweeted 10 hours ago, I will be there. I haven't missed a minicamp in 4 years. Even though the contract is not done, I have teammates and a playbook. I'm preparing as if I will be on the field for the first week of camp, but it's in the owner's hands, RJ Choppy. I'm ready to win a Super Bowl.
Yep. Hell, we'll see him in Oxnard, maybe not on the field at the time, but he'll be, you know, maybe at the, I don't even know if he's staying at the Residence Inn. He may be somewhere else, maybe at a hotel in Beverly Hills, just hanging out. And this is his right to do that. This is what the norm is around the league. From Hendrickson to TJ Watt, I mean, to anybody who doesn't have a contract or doesn't have a contract that lasts beyond like this year, this is the playbook.
You know, with Lamb and Dak, we always try to guess, is it the guarantee? Is it the APY? We haven't really done that lately with the Micah deal. What do you think the specific holdup is? Do you think it's the APY? Do you think it's the guarantee? Do you think it's the length?
You know, it honestly feels like, because I think for everybody involved, they've all felt like, they've all said it publicly. Steven said it publicly. Like, I think we all believe this is something we can get our hands around. Like, I think everybody knows generally where all this is going to go. So to me, it gives off the feeling of
Micah's side is asking for something a little bit more.
No, almost just stubbornness of like, let's get a discount somewhere. Like let's find it somewhere. Although, I mean, you don't even know because they haven't really actively met with Micah's agent. Like, they haven't really entered into a bunch of deep negotiations with him or talked to him a lot. I would bet they've talked more in the last month with Micah's agent about George Pickens' contract situation than Micah's. Where it's just when the trade went down, they were trying to establish, all right, what are we looking for? What are we looking at here? And with Micah, I think they're just happy to kind of let that sit right now.
Well, I heard Broadus address this yesterday on G-Bag. Is Broadus listening right now, or is he just texting you?
He texted me like an hour ago. He might be listening. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Broadus was saying he doesn't think that agents are calling the Cowboys back. If you're David Mulligetta, why would you call back? As Broadus was saying, they're going to say, all right, 37, 37 and a half. They're going to lowball you. And the pressure's on the Cowboys to have Micah on the field by week one. That's why an agent, in my opinion, would not feel the need to call back. He's just going to skip OTAs. He's going to skip minicamp. We'll sit out training camp if we have to. You have to have him on the field for your brand new head coach, D coordinator, and scheme. So you eventually have to pay what we want. And that is eventually what is going to happen unless Micah tells David Mulligetta, hey, let's cut a break somewhere. Yeah. So it sounded funny at first when Broadus is like, I don't think that the agents are calling the Cowboys back because why waste time with low balls?
But I mean, discounts. You've also got a situation where, like, you just read the tweet. Micah says he's going to be there next week. So even that leverage play that he has, he's not skipping it. He's not missing it.
Well, he can be there,
but
not participate.
Which they don't necessarily need him to. But like him being there at minicamp right now would be more about just getting up to speed on probably a lot of classroom stuff and different things like that. The camp thing is the threat that he put there. I'm preparing like I'll be there the first week of camp, but it's in the owner's stand. Like I mean, that's the thing that they're going to use as their leverage is training camp. That's something that has been the breaking point for the Cowboys a lot of times.
It's also far more meaningful. Nobody cares about minicamp. This is OTAs and minicamp are a waste of time to keep players from having idle hands for too long in an offseason.
I completely disagree. OTAs and minicamp is exactly why we've talked about in recent years when guys miss those stretches and they're rookies that they come in here and they're way behind everybody else.
I mean, we had 100 years of football without OTAs. They got along fine. This is a Parcells invention to keep players busy, to avoid players having an offseason where they got in trouble because they had a lot of time on their hands. That's what this is.
What do you mean, like, we had 100 years of football without OTAs and minicamp? Like during the Super Bowl era, like, teams have always worked out in the spring and the summer.
Working out, having the OTAs is something that's happened in, like, the last, like, 30 years.
It's a name for it, but it's the same schedule they've
always
run.
It's always been about avoiding.
What do you think about the classroom/schematic work?
Some of that's important, yeah. It's important, but like a lot of these guys are in, these systems are so homogenized now. Like, it's just, they've been playing in very similar systems. It's not rocket science.
But when Irvin talks about yesterday that they're literally pulling up every receiver and making them draw up the entire play, and the playbook is as deep and as dense as it is, like, shouldn't there be
the
guys
quarterback, there? The wide receivers being part of this, you know, like a lot of this other stuff. I remember Terrence Newman said to it, it's not rocket science. A new DC comes in the middle of the year or whatever, we'll be fine. It's an intelligence thing.
What else happened?
Let's take a look at what actually happened on the field and not just in the hallways with Stephen Jones. There were a couple guys missing from practice yesterday. CeeDee Lamb, Malik Hooker, Andrew Booth, who has been rotating. Andrew Booth actually got a shout out from Stephen Jones yesterday during his media availability, which was interesting. But CeeDee Lamb was present, was there in uniform, did not have his helmet on. Again, when we talk about being present and OTAs and different things like that, it was interesting to watch CeeDee, who, even though he wasn't practicing, every time the first team offense would huddle, CeeDee would step into the huddle, he would listen to the call, and then he would step back. Like, he wants to still hear the call being called in the huddle. He wants to see everybody get into position. I thought that was kind of interesting watching him do that. Malik Hooker had walked out of practice pretty quickly, left with a trainer. Todd Archer had said that was back spasms for him. And Andrew Booth, we just never saw while we were out there at practice. With Booth out, you had a lot of Israel Mukwamu and Kyer Elam rotating instead of the Booth-Elam rotation, but still moving Deron Bland inside at nickel when they went into a three-corner look. But really, yesterday was about Joe Milton and George Pickens. Like, those were the big headline things out of this. So Joe Milton showed you the best and the worst of his game on Tuesday. He threw a couple of missiles. I mean, it's really, when you watch him throw, it's like you almost hear the ball whistle in the air, and it's so clean. That's going to be one of your favorite things when we get out there at training camp, is just watching when he's When it's all working right and he throws the football, it's really impressive.
Did you see this, Choppy?
I did not.
I'm showing it to you right now. Look at the athleticism.
Oh, that's...
Look at the athleticism.
Every practice, he says he does a backflip. Every single one.
He did that at Tennessee. I mean, he would do a backflip with the ball in his hand and then just rocket the ball somewhere.
That's a big man.
Now, he did have a stare down at one point and completely missed Damone Clark in the middle of the field while trying to throw to Princeton Fant and threw a pick right into his chest. That wasn't good. Almost had another pick in 7-on-7. But we did get the George Pickens highlight play I wanted. We were not allowed to take photos or anything else during the team period, but I did have an artist recreation of it. I think Aiden actually grabbed it and he was going to put it on the fan cam. But George Pickens, as you see on the fan cam, he was pinned to the sideline in the end zone, was falling out of bounds, made a ridiculous adjustment to reach out, high point the ball, all while managing to drag his toes in for a touchdown. That was impressive. Same, I didn't think any chance he was going to get his feet down.
That number doesn't look to scale on his body.
It's pretty close.
Same guy who is drawing the Diddy photos in court, and that's a different number.
Yes, he's wearing 3 now. He had switched to 3, so Dante Fowler's taking over the 13 now, but 3's a better look for George Pickens. He also had, we got the deep ball to George Pickens during team period, and he had Kyrie Elam beat, and I was like, oh, all right, here we go. This is the big highlight play. We're all kind of rising up in our seats, watching it, getting ready. Little bit of air under it from Dak, and so that gave Kyrie Elam just enough time to get his hand out, knock the ball away, but George Pickens was walking back. He was doing the just this close sign to Dak, like we're close, but Pickens was fun to watch yesterday. I think with CD out, they were wanting to get him a lot more involved.
Steven, with some early thoughts on GP.
Outstanding. I mean, he's just been outstanding.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's great to see him, his interactions with CD in the receiving room, and then also his interactions with Dak and quarterbacks, and you know, in general, I think he's thrilled to be here, and we're thrilled to have him here.
So there it is, part one, Inside the Star, with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. More at 7:20 on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, your flagship for Texas Rangers baseball as well. RJ has some travel and cell phone warnings for you as we get closer to the weekend, and the best play-by-play of the week comes from Chess. Wait till you hear this. Next on Sean and RJ, Hump Day Edition.
Hey.
Right here on The Fan. We have a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway. We want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Let us know that you're listening, if you can, on the Franklin LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. What was the rain like this morning in your different areas? Pepe, it probably had not started for you in Rockwall on your earlier drive-in.
No, so it started late last night. I think 10:45 is when the thunder was booming, lightning. I mean, the rain, I think I was up until almost midnight because it was pounding so hard. All on my window, I thought there was hail at sometimes. It was raining, thunderstorms all over the place. And then it rained a little bit in Rockwall when I was leaving, some on the drive-in, but not much.
Do you have a sprinkler system?
I do.
Okay.
It's off.
It's off.
It's been off, yeah.
Do you turn it off yourself, or it just automatically goes off when it rains?
No, I turn off automatically. I haven't figured. I've only ran it once since I moved into the house, so it's a rain bird. So I've used it, but I used it manually.
I could launch an Elon rocket before I figured mine out. It is impossible. I know other people have told me apps and get this system and that system. It's already built into the house. Holy crap! I have no chance of turning this. I can switch it off and put it back on to whatever it's scheduled at. But, yeah, I've been keeping it off as well, but I'm still getting ripped off by the town of Sunnyvale every single week. But, yeah, when I see this rain, I just get happier and happier that I don't have to put on the water.
I never go turn it off because I know I forget to turn it back on. So I just leave. And it's supposed to have a sensor.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have a sensor where it doesn't turn on when it's raining.
But the problem is...
But it always turns on when it's raining for some reason.
But then the day before... Right. If they tell you rain's coming,
yeah,
then I'll want it off.
Sure, I get that.
And then you sit there and you burn the water. And then, Bobby, we don't have to go to you for
this. We don't
have
to go to you for that one.
Yeah, my sprinkler system was off last night. I think it rained at like 10, though, because that's when the kids crawled into bed because they heard lightning or they saw the lightning, heard the thunder. And so they were like scared.
And this morning it was not as much east as when I started driving into Dallas, started sprinkling a little. Nothing hard yet.
I didn't have anything until I got...
It was pouring. It was pouring when I got to like Mockingbird. Like that was when it was downpour. Like everybody had started. I think it had just hit right then though. And so that slowed me down.
All right. This audio is amazing. This is from some big chess match, the Norway chess tournament, featuring Magnus Carlsen. Now, Magnus Carlsen is the Draymond Green. He is the, who's the tennis player who had all that personality? Who would cuss people out.
Oh gosh.
That's who I think this guy is. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. Hit us
John
up.
John McEnroe?
No.
More recent. But yeah, he's kind of like the McEnroe of the chess world. This is the guy who refused to not wear jeans. And they're like, you're breaking the dress code. He goes, F you. I won't play then.
He's also supposed to, the difference between him and Draymond, he's also supposed to be like Jokic in the process. Like he's supposed to be like the best.
Oh yeah, he's dominant. Like 15-year number one or something like that. Well, he was taking on this 19-year-old, there's a crowd, there's an audience, and there's play-by-play for the number one going down.
Magnus, though, lacking the night, lacking the time. He's one move too slow. Look at his hand shaking, Magnus Carlsen.
Oh, Magnus Carlsen is about to lose to Gukesh. This is unbelievable. What a turnaround.
Yeah, but does he have to be careful here, Gukesh? Okay, he moves the knight to b2. Finding all the right moves.
And in the end, it's going to be the B3 pawn that's going to win the game for Gukesh. The queens are going to be traded off if Gukesh has calculated this knight line all the way.
Oh my God.
Magnus banged the table and the pieces fell over. Look at that devastation from the world number one.
So amazing.
I didn't hear the bang as loudly.
Well, yeah, you couldn't really hear it, obviously, on the audio. Yeah,
the video, you could hear it clearly.
You could hear it clear as day. But
it was amazing.
That was riveting. They had 100,000 people watching that live. 100,000 people were watching that live.
More than live.
Right. Yes. By, I don't know, 10 times?
Yeah.
Like a wild amount. But the gasp that let out when Magnus banged the table.
Yeah.
You don't see this kind of stuff. This is great theater.
Such a tirade.
Is that real? Like, do you think the play-by-play excitement is real, or do you think they have to, like, manufacture a little bit? Like, are they really like, oh, my dear God, to yeah. B3? Like, do you think that's real excitement from them, or is it like how
the number one. So people ask to put this in football terms.
Right, yeah.
Put this in other sports terms.
Yeah, I saw somebody say this is like as if Scottie Scheffler lost to Charlie Woods.
Wow.
Like, is this kid, Gukesh is like a 19-year-old, and Magnus is, he's been like the goat, he's been goated for years.
Such a great chess name, too, Magnus.
Magnus. You know what I mean? It is a good chess name.
And he looks like...
He looks like somebody you would hate.
Yeah, he looks like a nerdy, dominant chess player. The way he was sitting there hovering over the board. We should get this video, Aiden. He's hovering over the board, and like he's sitting there playing out the pieces, like, how did this happen to me? And then Bobby Belt walks his way out of the room, and like, okay, I'll pat the guy on the back, and then just storms off. It was a tirade.
Throws a fit.
The U Sports tirade. This is like how little tennis brats used to act when they go out there and lose in a big-time tournament.
This is a... He may be a homeschooled kid. We don't know. Like just like Bobby, right? Throwing tirades. But this is a never played team sports guy. React like this.
Oh, well, there's plenty of brats in team sports,
there are,
as we know. So that is the world number one going down. Incredible. All right, Chop, you want travel warning or cell phone warnings?
Let's do the cell phone warning here real quick. There's two. This is the smuggled iPhone. I found this fascinating. So North Korea is not like it's not like the United States. Right?
It's not like the United States.
They have a few more laws. So somebody smuggled a smartphone out of North Korea, and they just wanted to see like what's different about it, right? And some of the things they found on this, now you would not know this is a different phone just by looking at it, but it auto corrects certain slang words if they find that you're using like a slang term from South Korea, they will ban it. It will auto-correct back. So, for example, like, there's a word called OPA, O-P-P-A, which means older brother in Korean. But
that's Greek.
It has come to you. Yeah, no, very good. It has come to you refer to a boyfriend in South Korean slang. So, if you type that into your North Korean phone, it automatically auto-corrects it to comrade. or whatever the version of comrade is. But another one is, and this was wild, this phone takes an automatic screenshot every 5 minutes as to what you're looking at.
What?
And sends it to a database.
How do they know this?
I guess you can hear it click. Like, you know, you can see it happening every 5 minutes.
You see it?
Yeah, because, you know, if you take a screenshot on your phone,
you see it, right?
Yeah. And... I assume that's exactly how they were able to find this. But they use this super upper-handed technology to basically keep tabs on everybody that lives there.
And if you live there, I bet none of this seems out of the ordinary. Like it's culturally just what you've been conditioned for. Like, this is what having a phone is like. So there's probably nothing out of the ordinary to them. Because it's so closed off. That's deep work though. That's a lot of. It sounds like it's really exhausting to try to keep up a dictatorship.
Would you rather live in
a heavy-handed dictatorship?
Would you rather live in North Korea or Russia?
Russia.
I think Russia.
Yeah, North Russia. Like, there's at least some semblance of freedom that doesn't exist in North Korea.
I wonder who has better food, though. I bet North Korea.
I would assume North Korea would have better food. I've never heard of anything. A stroganoff? Russian?
Isn't like a large portion of the population of North Korea like malnourished because there is no food? Like they can't get imports.
The cuisine is
incredible. Yeah. But I mean, nobody trades with them.
Ideally, right? So, that's
nobody trades with them or anything else.
No,
not anymore.
No. Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines under fire for letting this child sing Moana over the loudspeaker. Now imagine, this is a 2-hour flight delay. You're just sitting there on the ground for 2 hours. So obviously everyone's getting antsy.
I might have to go with Russian food. Pine mushrooms in North Korea, duck heart, palpi, petrol clam barbecue. Ugh.
Ew.
Ugh. All right, I'm back to Russia. give me my grinder jersey.
Oh, God. All right, so this is a girl. So you're on a 2-hour flight delay. You were sitting there in the airplane for 2 hours. They let this little girl get on the flight attendant speaker and start singing a song from Moana.
No matter how hard I try, every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I love to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me.
You know this.
And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island has a
okay, all right,
yes, yeah, so we get the point.
Yeah.
So,
unless there was booze at the end.
Unless there were, no, there was no booze at the end, right?
That
no
was,
booze
that
at
was
the
beautiful.
End. That was wonderful, right? But people are laying into Delta for allowing this.
No.
For allowing this girl to go up there and basically get a free concert out of it. A free concert out of it. What are you doing? You're on a delay. What are you going to do?
But
you're
what are they saying?
Like it would annoy them, or they're saying that this is like inappropriate for Delta to do this.
Did the flight crew think, how can we make this flight worse for everyone involved? These are some tweets.
This is something you would do. You would complain, Bobby, like you did with the girl giving us that free speaker. You'd be like, what is this? What is this 7-year-old trying to, what's she trying to land a record deal? What's she up to here?
No, you're not going to recreate the narrative. That is not what I did. I just said I wondered what was up. It just was odd. It was an odd offer out of nowhere. This, I wouldn't even care about because if it would annoy me. I always have my headphones on.
I would have
my headphones jacked like up, and I'd be listening to that.
Exactly. It's beautiful. Clap. Make the girl's day.
Yes.
I hope there was applause at the end. There had to be, right?
From what I saw, the video kind of just ended. I didn't go all the way to the end of the video. but they said, like, people were saying, like, this is my version of a horror movie.
Oh my.
Being entrapped in a metal tube with a singing child. This is my worst nightmare and my personal hell. I mean, these are some of the tweets that are out there. And
miserable people.
Let the kid have her moment.
And it was good. Fantastic.
Yeah, it also could just be like, I mean, it's the internet comments bits. Like they probably quietly sit there and clap if they were really there.
All right. Baseball insiders continue to talk about the Rangers, and RJ has come up with a deal to try to help this offense that embarrassed itself again last night. We got some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers, then back inside the Star to recap Cowboys practice along with the Rangers Royals ticket giveaway next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO Men's Tea today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.